other things going on. Carolyn Manzo wants to punch Teresa in the face. I mean, okay, so I'm like oversimplifying. Not exactly said like that, but you saw that Carolyn Manzo went on her son's podcast.
Albie, right? Albie's got a podcast now. And what is, okay, and, well, look, I think Teresa, I think I'm team Teresa on this. Teresa's like, look, Albie needed press. She went on there. She said that she'd verbal, and basically she said that she'd beat the crap out of Teresa verbally, you know, that she needs to be like put in her place or whatever because so much is going on with Louis and her entitlement or whatever. And Teresa came out and said, this is just to get Albie's podcast out there. And I mean, I kind of agree. I actually had a very fun run-in with Miss Manzo at the Javits Center in New York City several years ago when Housewives was just beginning. I'm talking, this had to be 12 years ago. Super sweet, very nice, very little in real life. She was terrific. Way before like she became super housewife famous. I'm going to say season 1, 2, 3 of like Jersey. Carolyn was great. So, but I do have to be team Teresa on this. I just, don't you? Do you think there's any?
I mean, look, I see, listen, first of all, and well, Teresa also goes further to say that when they were just shot that commercial that neither of them wanted to do, but I mean, money talks, you know, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, that they got along.
Yeah, their Sabra hummus commercial. Yeah.
Look, I feel that, of course, Carolyn knows what she's doing. And if she's going to say this about Teresa, it's going to be a thing. And it does get the podcast out there. I do think that she is somebody who would come in and slap Melissa and slap Teresa. And no, I mean, Carolyn coming back to Jersey to put Teresa in her place is as exciting to fans as LVP coming back. Whether you love them or hate them, you can hate watch Carolyn, or a lot of people hate LVP. It doesn't matter. You still would be like, holy shit, this is major, right? So, Carolyn would take, she would give Teresa, she would not care. I mean, do we need that though also? Like, I mean, we just had that with Margaret. Margaret didn't really care. Yes, I think Caroline is scarier than Margaret, sure. But I don't know. I mean, look, I don't think Caroline's coming back just yet. Here's my thing. There's a point at which if you're still talking about the shit and you're involved and you're just, it's a thing, you might as well just go back. I mean, I don't know.
Do you think, but why hasn't Caroline been invited back? Jackie, Caroline, why do you think they have all not been back?
Well, those are two different situations, Jacqueline and Caroline. First of all, Jacqueline lives in Vegas with Chris. Because life got a little expensive in New Jersey, and so they relocated. Carolyn, I mean, I think that she could go back anytime she really wants, if she really wanted. I do. I think they had a great thing in New Jersey the past few years, and now they're mixing it up. I mean, Jackie's demoted. They have these three new girls. I think now we're changing the tides in Jersey. And I think that if she wanted to, she certainly could go back. I think it's that she's publicly said, I won't go back unless there's a dump truck of money. I mean, she knows her worth. And I think she's really been clear that it needs to be a million or more. Now you have Teresa and Melissa in the millions. So can they afford this? Do you know what I mean? Like the show is top heavy. That is what sunk the ship with Ramona and Luann and Sonia right behind them. The Roni ship sunk because of the salaries.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You always have such good insight. That's fascinating. Okay. And I mean, does New Jersey need Caroline Manzo? It's pretty good now with Margaret. It's really good. You know, Margaret, the guys are so good. Jennifer Aiden's so good. I mean, it is like there's a franchise that's moved on. And it's like Caroline Manzo was she is a classic. But, yeah.
I think you save these things until you need them. LVP, yes. Caroline. But at the same time, you saved Heather Dubrow until you needed her. And I love Heather. It's not her fault, but it didn't really work. It wasn't a great season of the OC. So when you bring, look at, they brought Sheree back and they gave Marlo a peach, and Atlanta is having an off season.
Yeah. I mean,
so
you're right. I think that's a
this
good
whole
strategy.
Bringing people back, now it's kind of not worked twice. And I love Sheree and I love Marlo and I love Heather Dubrow. It's not against them. It's not on them. It's overall, it's not working. So I don't know. I don't really know. What I do know is, speaking of LVP, is that Stassi and Bo have just spoken out about Brittany and Jax not attending their wedding.
Okay, no, I'm so curious about this because there's all kinds of rumors floating around that essentially they were uninvited because Stassi and Bo couldn't afford it and there wasn't a production company sending them. So what do you think is the truth and what's being said?
Stassi and Bo just said on their Patreon only, you know, the good, the bad, the baby. That's the name of it. Patreon only, guys. Get out your coins and pay. She has said that, you know, there was, and Bo has said this, that there was a group text with a bunch of golfing bros and Jax was group texting saying like, yeah, I'm not going to that thing. And Bo was apparently in the group text and Jax didn't realize who was in the group text. And so they kind of knew, but they didn't really know. And then like 24 hours before, Jax was like, love you guys, we just can't do it. And then Bo is saying like, do you understand the definition of love? Like Bo is involved in this. And Bo is just like, I mean, for every time he texted, and apparently they have screenshots showing Jax's text. Now, I don't think he said, you know, Stassi's my crazy ex, Bo is this. I don't think he trashed them. But he definitely was like, you know, I'm not going to this thing. You know, it's enough negativity that you're putting it in writing. And Bo is on the freaking text chain. So they didn't go. Look, I feel if there's a destination wedding, a lot of people can't go. But Stassi's point is like, and Bo's too, like, well, you RSVP'd yes. And we took two slots away from somebody.
Yeah. I mean, that's
so
always,
why the hell did you say you're coming? I mean, I just had Brittany on my show. She's very lovely. You know, Lala could not go. I mean, I was supposed to go to see Lala in Texas and I just didn't show up, but Lala was literally on tour and she's like, I rescheduled, like she had an actual tour. She's like, I rescheduled this so many times. How could I not?
Yeah. Yeah. I can't do it again.
So it's, and she said right away to Stassi, like, what do you want me to do? And Stassi was like, I totally get it. So it's like, you know what I mean? It's like, no, look, I mean, I understand, like, these are your really good friends and they're not there. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah. I know that it is. Okay. Well, that is a juicy tidbit. I still am seeing wedding pictures from them. Stassi looked gorgeous, 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 beautiful, beautiful.
Jax
beautiful.
Is just not an adult. Like if Jax doesn't want to do something, he just doesn't do it, which I like to not do anything I don't want to do either, but it's called being an adult that you have to do things in life that you don't want to do. And again, don't go to Italy and spend the money and do everything. I mean, you know, everyone says they're broke, they're broke. Why do you say you're coming? You just have to say you're not coming, period.
Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Applin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com. To request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schman has their standing desk and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things, don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to EU Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any EU Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20.
We have a new franchise, Dubai.
Okay, I'm so curious. Are you going to be watching? What are your thoughts? Like,
right, because like, the first two episodes will have come out by the time everybody listens to this.
Okay.
There's all this. Did you see all of the opposition now?
Which
human rights groups?
I mean, look, I can see this. I mean, I'm curious what your thought is. I mean, I can see this both ways. People are arguing Saudi Arabia, the UAE, you know, I mean, we know there's a human rights issue there. I mean, these are things we know, you know, we know that their government most likely, if it hasn't already been completely determined, you know, murdered the journalist Khashoggi. I mean, we know that, right? I mean, at the same time, it's like these people that are calling for the show to either be pulled or for Andy Cohen and Bravo to directly address the human rights issues that are going on there. I mean, how do we know they're not going to? You know, part of me is like, well, how do you know they're not going to do that on the show? It hasn't even aired yet. And then the other part of me is like, I get what they're saying. You know, I get what they're saying, that they're going to kind of brush over that. Do I think Bravo and them are going to do much about it? I don't think that this is a movement that's getting a lot of, I don't think it's getting enough steam. I mean, you know, we have so many issues that people are so upset about right now. What are your thoughts?
They want, they want a disclaimer at the beginning and end of our show. First of all, let me just say, I mean, I've been to Dubai as a gay man. I've been to Abu Dhabi as well. Let's just put that out there. I mean, I don't
know. What's that? What's that face? Mean,
well, I mean,
were you frightened? Were you nervous?
No, it's funny. So I was not, and I went with a gay friend. Neither of us felt nervous. The only place, my friend who I used to travel with all the time, he felt really uneasy. And it's one of these things, like, you travel and then, like, we're on the plane on the way home, and like, my friend is like, when we came home from Morocco, he was like, I just want to let you know I felt uncomfortable the whole time we were there. And I'm like, by the way,
thanks for telling me now.
Right. Like, when were you going to tell me this? The only place I really felt uncomfortable was Russia. I was scared in Russia pretty much the whole time we were there. Now, the last night, like right before we got on the flight, we went to a gay bar.
Are you nuts in Russia? What is wrong with you?
And let me tell you, honey, I live on the edge. And let me tell you, it was like,
oh my God,
it was like the old, it was black door, like blacked out. You had to ring a doorbell. We were with a girlfriend and we rang the doorbell and she was like, hi, can you, they wouldn't answer. So then like we rang it again and then one of us said something, they opened it. Let me tell you something, when you walk in this gay bar, it's like a fucking people swinging from the chandeliers, like that fucking repression. Look, you can't stop people from having sex, guys, okay? Like it was crazy. And then we were like, oh my God, like, why didn't we do this every night we were here? But we still were like, okay, let's, it literally was like I had to leave the airport.
I would have been shitting my pants. Like,
once you were in the gay bar in Russia, you felt fine.
How many years ago was this though? But just as an American,
no,
but I would have been.
Mind you, we had issues in Russia. Like somebody was talking to us one day and they were like,
I would
like,
never go there. Mm-mm.
Wait, get this. One day we were in a car and we were going somewhere and the car was like, well, do you want me to take you down there instead? And we're like, well, what's down there? And he's like, the gay bars. And we're like, oh, disgusting, disgusting. No, we want no gay bars. Cause like, it really was like a, it was like a trap.
You felt like it was a setup. Yes. Oh my God, David, when did you go to Russia? I would never go to Russia. I don't care.
I mean, mm-mm. Moscow. I mean, it was great. I mean,
everyone that's been has said it's amazing. But I look, loose lips sink ships. All the ships around are sunk all the way to the bottom of the ocean. I talk so much shit. I could never go there. I would be wiretapped, bribed. No.
And then another day, same thing. Someone was talking to us and we thought like this local.
Nope.
And then he was like, well, what do you guys like want to do? Do you want any advice on something? And he was like, you know, do you want to know where the gay bars are?
Nope.
Two different times. Once we were in a car, people wanted to know if we wanted to know where the gay bars were. And I'm like, both times we were like, ugh, what? Like, why would we ever want gay bars? So then we found them on our own the last night. And I was like, well, we have to leave for the airport at like 2 a.m. and it's like 9 p.m. Like, why don't we just try this for like 3 hours? And we did. And it was great. But yeah. So, but anyway, so
I'm over here nervous
for you.
Okay.
I didn't feel safe in Russia, my friend, but I felt safe in Dubai and Abu Dhabi. Like I had a little bit of like an insular trip and it wasn't like I was out really on the streets, but I mean, I was, so, I mean, I don't know. So look,
but but as a longtime Bravo viewer and insider, I mean, how do you feel about them doing this show there? And do you think they should put a disclaimer? In all fairness, there's a shitload of disclaimers now on all kinds of shows. There's suicide disclaimers. There's language disclaimers. There's trigger. I mean, you see it now on a lot of programs on TV all the time. I mean, should they have one?
I think it's more of like, well, why are these particular women involved? And I mean, it's more, I don't really think it's on the viewer on this one. You know what I mean? Like, okay, put a disclaimer if you want, but I mean, I don't get it. I mean, I guess they're arguing like the Dubai, they're benefiting off this. It's promoting tourism and they're making money with production, renting places, and they have to go in and film. I don't know. I mean, it's more on like, hey, Carolyn Stanberry, what the hell are you doing living there? You know, it's like, I don't know. I mean, I can tell you Bravo's not pulling the show or analyzing anything. No, they don't give a fuck, guys. They don't give a fuck. So I mean, I'm just being honest, like nobody cares. Bravo doesn't. It's here we go. The train is leaving and it's gonna make money. We have a new man for Gisele Bryant.
Okay, well, we do, I guess, right? I mean, do we believe
this? Well, I don't
know.
I didn't read the article. Do we or do we not?
Well, you know, there's no information as far as what I can find. It's just that she is reportedly dating somebody, and it's
Gisele.
Not Peter Thomas. That we, you know, we obviously talked about all those rumors ad nauseum. She gave we talked about Gisele's interview she did with Fox 5 DC, where she said the rumors caused so much drama. She had to call her ex. She had to call Cynthia. It's no longer Cynthia Bailey. What is it? Cynthia Smith? What is it now?
Cynthia Bailey, who's married to Mike Hill?
Yeah. Isn't it? Did Cynthia take his name or is it still Cynthia Bailey?
I call her Cynthia Bailey.
Okay. So Cynthia Bailey, she, you know.
I believe that is her name.
We the long and the short is Gisele is reportedly dating somebody, but we don't know who he is or any further detail. And this kind of fits the ongoing narrative, the complaint that people always have with Gisele is it's just like, these boyfriends that we never see, right? And last season, where everyone puts all their shit out there, and you know Ashley Darby is getting ready to put so much out about her life, Gisele seems to hide these guys, and you never know really their identities or if, in fact, it's true. So we'll see, right? I mean, that's like the extent that we know. But I'm with the women. I think it's, you sign up for these shows, and I think that the expectation is you put these relationships on the show. And if you don't want to, then maybe it's time to not do the show. And I mean, they love Gisele. This is Gisele's career. But I would be annoyed if I were a Potomac housewife and Gisele seems to get free pass after free pass. And I mean, I think everybody now is kind of like, it was a joke that she was back with her ex, because I mean, that didn't go anywhere. That wasn't anything. He didn't even, you know, they didn't live together again. They kind of hung out. That was it.
Yes and yes. I mean, look.
I love Giselle. I love the whole cast. But I, as a cast member, everyone has gone through the ringer with their relationships, and I would be pretty mad at production where it's just like, oh, are we going to meet your boyfriend? She's like, nope, nope. And then everybody's like, okay.
Well, that's what I think we're going to get. I think we're going to get that. I don't think Giselle's going to. I mean, that's the criticism of Giselle. That's the criticism that you are the producer and you create all this. Like, you're the Lisa Rinna, Lisa Vanderpump, Bethany Frankel of Potomac, and you create all this crap and you stir it up and you don't reveal anything. That is the criticism of Giselle. That is why people, I guess, don't like her and like her. But do I think we're going to get to meet anybody and Giselle's going to open up? No, I don't.
I know.
So
I agree.
I don't know what that's all about.